From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kansel, and here's your host at the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We have got a great show for you today. Robbie Benson, one-time teenage heartthrob, an actor, director, the voice of the Beast in the movie Beauty and... He'll be joining us to play Not My Job later on. But before we begin, we got some mail this week objecting to this moment in last week's show. President Bush repeated his comment that if the world wants to prevent World War III, then it should stop blank from getting a nuclear weapon.
Iran.
Right. Now, people were upset that I, a host at NPR, would mispronounce that word, nuclear, in the same way the president does. Now, I cannot claim that everything we try in this show is pure comedy genius, but still, I thought it was a pretty simple little joke there. So I guess I'm just left to wonder, is our children learning? We'll be looking for your help on how to pronounce things correctly, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michael Herrens from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Mechanicsburg, wasn't that an important place in the Civil War?
That was Gettysburg.
Oh, I knew it was a burg.
A little south.
Well, welcome to our show, Michael. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Also say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Michael.
Next, say hello to a comedian who will be appearing in New York at the Blender Theater at Gramercy on December 22nd, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hello, Paula.
Michael, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Kansel is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, and you'll get Carl Kansel's voice on your home answering device.
Excellent.
Ready?
You bet.
All right. Here is your first quote.
As a young person, I'm worried about the long-term effects of global warming. How does your plan combat climate change?
Now, that was Muriel Gallo-Chasanoff. She's a college student in Iowa. And she was asking a pretty straightforward question of presidential candidate and Senator Hillary Clinton. But there was one thing that was a little odd about that question, we found out later. What?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Didn't hear about the story? Well, I'll give you a hint. After Ms. Gallo-Chasanoff asked the question, you could hear someone in the tape say, cut, try it again, only this time, you know, a little bit more emotion.
They were pre-staged questions?
Yes, they were. It was a planted question, it turns out. Ms. Gallo-Chasanoff told reporters afterward that she had been approached by Clinton's campaign aides who asked her to raise her hand and ask that question about climate change. She says she refused to go with the aides' first suggestion for a question, which was, Senator Clinton, did they just take you out of the oven because you are hot? The other campaigns and the media went after her for this fakery, but of course everybody does it to some extent. Senator Clinton has condemned the incident. She says she wasn't aware of it. She has decreed that from now on she will only take questions from people who can be trusted not to blab to the media. All right, here, sir, is your next quote.
I am afraid this is producing negative vibes, negative optics.
That was a man expressing concern about the negative vibes, not to mention the optics created when he declared martial law, arrested the political opposition, and canceled elections. Who's concerned, you know, he's just bringing everybody down?
Would that be General Musharraf?
It would be General Musharraf. Very good. The Pakistani president sat down for an interview in English with the New York Times, and we found out that although he may be now the de facto dictator of his country after declaring martial law, he's a very sensitive man.
He also apparently learned English from watching Monkees episodes.
He did. It was kind of weird. Negative vibes. Turns out he's very sensitive to all the mean things people have been saying about him. And he fought back. For example, all the human rights activists who complain about his record, quote, 90% of them have never cast their votes. They sleep on the day of elections, unquote. Musharraf did announce that he would do what President Bush said, demanded that he do, and said he would resign his post as Army commander next month. However, it turns out he was just concerned after hearing rumors that the uniform made him look fat.
You know what? I know this is the wrong thing to say.
Here we go.
You're going to hate me, but, you know, okay, for the leader to get rid of the Supreme Court because they didn't do what he liked, yes, that's wrong. And to the crackdown, yes, it's wrong. Okay, yes, it's terrible. But very hard not to be a little bit jealous of a country where they get to hit their lawyers with sticks.
Spent a lot of time around lawyers,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I have. And...
Michael, your last quote is a list of things Carl would do if he'd received a certain honorific from People magazine this week.
I'd never wear a shirt, not to the bank, not to the mailbox. I'd make back hair the new fashion do. And I'd charge people $4 to look at my face, $2 for seniors.
Okay, that was actually ABC's Jimmy Kimmel. He was telling the world what he would do if, like Matt Damon, this week he was named what?
I am ashamed to know this, but People's Sexiest Man.
People's Sexiest Man Alive. Thank you for
alive.
Once again, Carl Castle was robbed. Continuing injustice. People magazine named Matt Damon the sexiest man alive. Yeah, he's got the baby blue eyes. He's got the smile. He's got the abs. He plays Jason Bourne, the only hypnotized professional assassin that you want to take home to your mother. But can Matt Damon do this?
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle.
I mean, if you just want to look at it this way, who do more people wake up with? Carl, how did Michael do in our quiz?
Michael was great, Peter. He had 3 correct answers. So, Michael, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
All right. Thank you.